I'm Marcela Sanchez. United Healthcare says it's under a Department of Justice investigation and is complying with both criminal and civil requests from federal investigators. The number of Americans filing for jobless aid fell for the sixth straight week, hitting the lowest level since mid-April. The Labor Department says claims for the week ending July 19th fell by 4,000 to 217,000. A judge has rejected the Trump administration's request to unseal transcripts from grand jury investigations into Jeffrey Epstein that took place years ago in Florida. A similar request for the work of a different grand jury is pending in New York. Meanwhile, a House subcommittee voted to subpoena the Justice Department for files related to Epstein. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports Ukrainians are taking to the streets to protest a new law they say weakens Ukraine's anti-corruption teams.
Opponents of a new law in Ukraine, which they claim undermines anti-corruption watchdogs, have called for a third day of protests. In Kyiv, thousands of people gathered near the Ukrainian presidential office to protest against the law. Yaroslav Horenskiy, a Ukrainian war veteran and protester, tells the AP, "Corruption is very dangerous at any time, and if you look at it this way, then corruption has led to some extent to the fact that we are now at war. If there's corruption, we will not have weapons, we will not have money to support our military and provide for them if injured." In Kharkiv too, protesters gathered and chanted slogans, expressing fears that the law will move the country away from European integration and support, and closer to authoritarianism. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Four leading news organizations say their journalists in Gaza are facing the threat of starvation as the Israel-Hamas war continues. Meanwhile, top U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff is set to meet with key negotiators from the Middle East for talks on the latest ceasefire proposal and the release of hostages. This is AP News.
Well, the Tour de France is the pinnacle of global cycling. This year is the 112th edition of the men's race that was first held in 1903.
This three-week-long race will bring over 180 riders together for 2,000 miles.
That's the equivalent of riding from Manhattan to about western Nevada, nearly California.
I'm Haya Panjwani. On this episode of The Story Behind the AP Story, we're talking about the Tour de France. We'll hear from correspondent Gethin Koolbaugh, also on the ground photographing the Tour de France, Thibaut Camus and Mossab El-Shami.
There's a lot of decorations, there's a lot of flags, people on top of their cars or camper vans. It feels like a very long party, would you say?
Yeah, it's a tradition that every year many persons come on the side of the road race to see the cyclist.
To listen to the full episode, visit apnews.com.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.